Blog Talk Radio.
All right. It's time to get laced. I'm telling you, we can win. Both of us, or all of us, we can truly win. Now, what's going to happen?
Wait a minute, man. Am I going live?
Yeah. What's going to happen is that you're going to realize that I'm your friend. Yeah. You're going to realize that. Now, the entire semester at Sidewalk University is a rare learning experience. First week here, man, you're going to be learning the power of honesty. And if you can't express it, you can't be it. You can't be it unless you believe it. And if you believe it, you'll do what it takes to have it. And if it is being a man who says you can't win, who says that man can't be you. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We can win together, or you can just be satisfied with only me winning, because I'm a winner. Now, for most of you, let me just put it in plain English. Sidewalk University is the truth. Just the way you know me is the way I conduct. Why is my shit way up here like that? Hold on, you guys. That's too fucking high. Hold on. Yeah, that's better. Okay. Just the way you know me is how I conduct these doggone classes. These videos is exactly how I conduct my classes. And I'm telling you, it is a win-win situation for me. Now, the only thing I needed to learn, was the correct way to explain the psychology of the assignments and then integrate it with the social aspect, which is what, you know, all my schooling, that's what I've been concentrating on. Now, but what I was concentrating on was only part of what I needed to be concentrating on, because who benefits from me learning some shit? Both me and my students, see? And that's where I'm at. I'm trying to get my students to be some bomb men. Now, that's a win-win situation if I ever seen one. Now, let's review. How being down has looked out for me. Let's say in the past month. First, you know, my women and I just don't see eye to eye most times. And they usually break on me after X amount of time. I don't really be paying attention to that shit, but yeah, they do. And I spend all of 10 seconds crying over that shit. A few days later, and I kid you not, some motherfucking broad don't get at me. And I, like always, bite on that shit. So after speaking with her for a while, you know, I'm going to decide to put my little death grip on her. And she going to get sprung. That's me. That's how I think. That's what I'm going to do. Well, at least, you know, I'll be thinking they're going to be sprung, because this last one. Well. We'll just say she wasn't. You know, a little time ago by, and, you know, I was messing with baby, you know, putting locks on it through my conversation. And she went from Vegas. And she got ready to go, and I invited her back. Now, everything is set. for the return.
But the motherfucker don't show.
That's where a lot of women I deal with realize what they're about to do. And I'm not shocked or fazed, because if they show, they show. If they don't, they don't. And what I'm saying is I'm always on my ADP. So I'm gone. And I'm out last night, you know, getting my head together, fucking with business, you know, doing my thing, trying to catch. But I miss. It's rare, but it happens. I miss. So it's about 1:30, and I decided to go home. And when I get home, a cab pulled up right behind me. And when I got to go inside my house, the little bitch I had wanted to come up here, got out the cab. Now I looked at the little girl walk up to me, you know, with her bags, and turned inside. She came to the door and said, I tried to fight it, but I couldn't. I'm here if you want me. And if you do, I'm yours. I looked at baby and turned and told her, you too late, shit. I already caught me a bra. And I ain't waiting on no bitch. I'm off the market now. And when she finally got the message, this 6'1" bitch. You know, I don't know why I always catch big old bitches. But anyway, this 6'1" bitch come out the back and say, oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'm thinking that little bitch better learn sign language or something so she can recognize the signs of a real man. Dropping the look, the little bitch was all quiet. Like she's supposed to. Now, the bitch had told a cab to hold on. And as she was leaving, I noticed that bitch ass. Ooh, that bitch was fine. But what I'm saying is, I ain't waiting, and I ain't tripping. You know, I get quick. I don't really care. Because it ain't no real hard thing to catch another one. But, you know, a brother getting up there in age, I want something serious. A lot of the reasons I do my course in steps is because if I did it any other way, it would get done all at once. And you motherfuckers would be saying the course don't work. So with the, you know, advent of social media and the internet shit, life as we knew it has changed. And we no longer feel we need to earn our stripes. I studied what I'm doing with you, and I've learned. Today, you must force people to take things in steps. You all have been duped by the internet to believe that because you have a lot of information on something, you can do it. All you're doing is making the motherfucking internet much too important in your fucking life. Just because you know it or read it, or read how Willie Mays was able to become the Say Hey Kid, does not mean he didn't go through the rigorous steps to become that person, that iconic legend. He didn't read about how to hit or feel a ball. I'm sure he probably read some things to help him, you know, understand or help his understanding of how to be the best at all he did. But he knew to be the best, he had to get out there and prove it without trying to prove who he was. I explain and finalize our program in 3.0. But rest assured, there is a fine line reason that I do it this way. Too much information is as dangerous as not having enough information. Plus, I want you to win. So we got to take in the steps. You can't rush through this shit. I know one of the best things I offer is the truth. I don't tell you bullshit to get your money. A lot of you are asking for tests. Let me see what the sample or whatever. Man, this ain't no goddamn dope. Well, yes, it is dope. But it ain't that kind of dope that you can get a sample of. Matter of fact, it is, because you get samples of it every time I do a video. Yeah. This new group of dudes I got, they're a little worse off than the past groups. But I'm telling you, these dudes are going to benefit just as the ones who've taken the course benefited. Are you dudes who have benefited from my course checking dudes you be seeing slipping? Gotta remember, man, a big part of the success of this program, it depends on the saying, each one teach one. So for us, it doesn't mean for us to try to teach every motherfucker that we run into. It means that you're supposed to shed the light on whatever you think needs the light, whenever you think the light is needed. I'm not ever going to hesitate to stop and say some empowering things to some young dudes I see on the streets. It depends on their response as to how far I'll go. But shit, checking them is a part of being on my AVPs. I want respect, and you need to earn it. So I have no problem with letting them hear and see what can make them respect me. This confidence we have is to be used and shared. And don't be silly and let the confidence use you. This is work that you volunteered to do because you want it. When you send money for the course, when you send money for tools, when you listen to the videos, anything I do, you're volunteering to hear this. It's really a big part of having confidence. There is no part of it that you can get that's going to actually work for you. You need it all to work it correctly. You need to do every little thing I suggest you do, because in doing it, it's going to strengthen your confidence. It's going to strengthen the confidence that you're experiencing. This is a journey, not a vacation, but a journey. And I'm your guide. There's no time limit. You could gain what you have as far as the a capacity for the experience, but the time limit, there is none. There ain't no time limit to gain the experience and the beneficial qualities of what I have for you. But the more you fucking do, the more you put into the little things, like, you know, checking dudes who are, you know, doing unmanly things, the stronger you're going to get in your confidence being a part of you, not something you got to call on from time to time. It's going to be you. Now, lately, I've noticed a lot of you sharing my feelings on things, and I just want to say, I appreciate it. I believe I was, you know, one of the fortunate people to buck the system, buck the odds, and live a life of luxury provided by my wits. And at times, it was a struggle. No matter where I get in life, for me, the struggle continues. I mean, I can look like I'm not struggling, but I'm struggling. There's 150,000 ways to blow your woman. But here's a sure one. Don't do shit with your money. Don't do shit with your money and see what that motherfucking broad do. A woman would rather pay a lamp post that has some hands and arms than pay a man who does nothing but fuck his money off. The only thing in your favor is that she likes you, and she's going to give you several chances to show her you're not a damn fool. But after she realizes you and money are not compatible, neither will you and she be. And if you really trust in this abadabba that I'll be spitting, you know, for what it can actually bless you with, you'll be able to understand what I just said or what I'm going to say. Because I've been poor. No, I've been ho-po, but rich with this abadabba. Because you know what? When a, you know, a nigga gets ho-po, that's because you forget to shift to second gear. The life we lead has taught me how to switch gears at lightning speed. And you all need to be able to predict your problems. And that comes from paying attention to your women and your dough. Business is strange. I would think that 20,000 satisfied customers would promote a bunch of you guys, you know, who ain't sure to be sure. And my shit is worth your hard-earned money. Maybe I should have waited until I sold that 20,001 before I said anything. I know when I get to 50,000, I'm going to wait until I get 50,003 before I announce I crossed that threshold. Because the way things are going today, you need to be surer than ever about where you stand. What's your credo? What do you live by? You guys are either going to be upset or happy as fuck for me. I'm telling you, I've arrived as far as reaching my students go. Keep your eye on Sidewalk University and the graduates. Some of you snickered at me when I was honest about the low graduation rate. Well, that was 3 years ago, and it's been on the rise for the past 12 straight semesters. I'm hovering around 45% right now, and this semester looks even more promising. Keeping my focus is a must. SW is in the beginning stages. Right now, we're in a new semester, 1 week into it, the 20th semester, and I love what I'm seeing. I do know it always starts off good, and as the semester goes on, the students start falling off. But I got a feeling about this fresh semester. And I'll keep you posted. I mean, everybody can't do what the fuck I'm talking about. So just because you got some money don't mean you can do it. That's why they fall off. The best part of this abadabba, as I remember it, was being able to go anywhere you please and travel to whatever city in whatever state. And me and my partner Tate, we hit that road headed, you know, so we would throw a dart to the map, and wherever it landed, we was going there. We didn't give a fuck. And when we got there, it never failed. There was motherfuckers there that would recognize us. We could kick it, no matter what direction we traveled in. This abadabba and real men and our reputations, it was preceded us. The pimps there welcomed us with open arms. The hip squares welcomed us because we had them in awe. And that's how you'll find you're going to be greeted. Now that you know, represent this real abadabba correctly, or if you are representing it correctly, people will see the man you are and be attracted to you. Not necessarily sexually, but magnetically. That first night in town, You ain't really got to go to the spots. You just stay on the scene until there's, be the last one, if that's the case. Not the last one, but you know what I'm saying. But then after a shot of cognac, a joint of weed, you know, we go, me and Tay, we was pimps, so we would go check our traps. But I'm not saying this for pimps. I'm saying this for men, because we do the same thing now that we travel. And we ain't pimps. You don't need to be a pimp to have an agenda for your time. Plan something to do every day and fucking do it. It took us a couple of days before we went out to the spots. But after that first night, the next day we would get up and meet up with a few of them motherfuckers we met the night before. Let's just kick it. We didn't hang with them motherfuckers at this point. We just, you know, stayed on them niggas, styled on them, you know, while we learn the town. You'll feel this adrenaline rush as you go about your activities. And don't be scared to get sprung on that goddamn feeling. There will always be spots to go to where alpha motherfuckers hang out with your, you know, and you can use your new social skills. Because you're ready. I will have you ready. Sidewalk University will have you ready. This shit is so live, it's unreal. The police, the squares, the bras, the other alpha niggas in the town all knew and can see there's a fly motherfucker or a couple of fly motherfuckers in the town, and they knew they does, you know, sharpen it up. Man, we were so fly. And when I offer this fucking 2-for-1 sale shit, it's so you can get action at having more, spending less money. Now, I got a 2-for-1 sale going all this month. Buy one, get one. But on a different subject, we're needed when we least expect it. As parents, we got to be there for our kids, especially when they make mistakes in their judgment. My girl's decision to step fully out on her own wasn't really working until lately. You know, sometimes she'd call me upset and thinking she made a dumb decision. And I tell her, nothing you really want to do is going to come easy, honey. Then, you know, she'd remind me that I told her to follow her plans and things would work out. But then I reminded her that I also told you, when you have planned to the T and something goes awry, don't panic. It's just making sure you up to the task that you chose. I mean, it all is new input for your decision making from this point on. Just use your newly gained information to formulate an alternate plan. Because remember, you're already, planned to bounce back from any setback you encounter. And you want to know what she said to me? She said, that's why you're my rock, Dad. You always tell me the truth. I wanted you to say, come home. But I needed you to say, be strong. And I will, Dad. I love you, Dad. Ha! Your kids don't necessarily need or want you to do things for them. Mostly, they just need the truth. I'm telling you, honesty is underrated. That's why when my daughter sends me a message for any occasion, I know it's real based on what we've been through together. Most of the time, all they need to know is that you're there for them to bounce their thoughts off. And I say, I'm here, baby. Now, I'm telling you, people are all about money. Any way you can make it, do it. Even the way they accept prisoners is all about the least cost and the most profit. Now, if you an older black person like me, and I need meds too, my chances of going to a private prison is almost the same as an older white motherfucker with illnesses. That they don't discriminate. Why? Because private prisons prefer young black males who are healthy because it costs them less than 10% of the 39,000 that they get per inmate. They get 39,000 per inmate per year. Now, white prisoners use more of the resources in the prison, costing the prison more of its profits. An inmate who has an illness can end up costing the institution. And we know them motherfuckers ain't going for that. So the chosen commodity for private prisons is healthy young men and women of color. Can we just keep this in mind? New words for you. Jitail and pretail. Because you do know prisons and jails are now like hotels and motels. Since today all prisons are for profit. This is stand the reason for the authorities to make sure they're at full occupancy. This is one time. It's across the board. Although it still affects minorities more. Simple shit like refusing to identify yourself is a reason enough now for the popo to charge you with something. Knowing you're going to resist arrest for it and escalate to something else. Any little thing that at one time even the popo would laugh at is now an arrestable offense. And your ass is going to have to go through the changes. It's a fact. Anything for profit gotta have goods. And those goods must be made or manufactured. How else can they manufacture prisoners unless they make simple shit that most people do criminal acts? Jitail is the new word for jails. And pretail is the word for prison. There's simply another asset on some fat cat's portfolio. And you guys better understand that. You need to understand it. It's up to us to stop allowing these motherfuckers to trick us into filling their vacancies. Sometimes it's just not worth the hassle. I just believe that. It's just not. What the fuck is going on? Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Okay. Other times, it is worth it. I'm just saying, choose wisely. I be having motherfuckers from Zimbabwe, Sichuan, or some other motherfucking place near China. All kinds of foreign dudes getting my course off my site. And they let me know language does not pose a threat to the message in my confidence course. Manwich is the language we use, and it's universal. The thing is, I'm getting noticed by all the right people these days. I'm a firm believer hard work is never hard to do once you get that first reward. I work hard, and I know most of you think I hardly work. Touche. And I'm serious when I tell you, nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. But what comes to a dreamer? What comes to a dreamer is the opportunity to put some work in. You can decide to do it half-assed if you want to. But I don't play that. I go hard. If I'm blessed to live, I'm going to see my shit come to fruition. I'm a big dreamer. But have you noticed a lot of my dreams come true? That's because I'm not a dreamer. I dream of things to become, to do. Because dreams become goals. And goals are what you need to fulfill your plan. I'm telling you, my dreams come true because of the hard work I put in chasing that fucking dream. You know what they say, if you love what you do, it doesn't seem like work. Because when I was in the game, I always wanted the shit to go smooth. You know, I was having a gang of bras. And with bras, you know, come problems. None that can't be handled with this ever, never. But I always thought the one that I had the least problems with would be the one that would be with me in the end. Man, was I wrong. The one that was with me in the end had been with me 22 years before she left. But what I'm saying is I used to have to go off on her almost every motherfucking day because she was a real jealous bitch. And she let petty shit get in the way. And I asked her why she did the shit. And her answer is something you guys need to understand because women think like this. She said, I'd rather have you over here busting me out than have to wait on you to come over here to these. I mean, have to wait on you to decide to come over here. You want to know what? It's the same way at SWU. The motherfuckers I be screaming on the most, them the motherfuckers, them the motherfuckers be rolling. They get it raw. And raw is never outdated. There's nothing to match it. Every person needs it. And only a few will truly understand it. What is it? Why, of course, it's my male confidence course. Do yourself a favor and get laced. ASAP. You know what? You know, some women think I'm callous. You know, and I told you guys, I make words out of shit. Sentences. I've been told on many occasions that I was chicken shit. I admit to them that I am callous. And then I ask them if they knew it means something. They inevitably give me the Webster's dictionary version. Then I lace them. And I tell them, callous is an acronym. And it has real meaning. The C is for confidence, something most males lack. The A is for alpha, because we got it like that. The L is for lion. You must have that big of a heart. The second L is for leader. The ability to see clearly is all you need. The O is for of. It simply is the connection to all my goals. The U is for unmatched knowledge. I've got that. You can attain. The S is for Sidewalk University, where your goals become plain. So what I'm saying is all a woman wants is to be led in a strong way on a path she can see clearly, leading her to her dream relationship. That's a confident, callous in the correct way, man. I have no problem with my past. And I wouldn't have any problems with your past if you had one. I've done this and I've done that. And in all my endeavors, I kept the same mindset. I'm going to be the best. I'm going to die trying. So far, since I'm still living, I'm on the high end of the scale. I ain't the best, but I'm far from the rest. Because I always embrace my past and look forward to my future. I made it. I'm living it. And I'm not ready to stop doing it. I got some fly ideas. You know, story time with Rosebud is one of them. I'll be lacing you with some excerpts from my books. I mean, a couple of callers pumped my confidence course the other day. And, you know, those of you who are still skeptical need to quit. Get away from the paranoid feeling of being pimped on by me. Get away from that feeling and get into the feeling of success you're headed for. And with that, I'm out. And you guys understand, this is real shit.